Thank you for calling customer service. This is Casey speaking. How may I help you today?
Yeah, this is Cheryl Dever, and I was just wanting to check to find out. I got $67.32 taken out of my account, and it was called Shop Value. What is that? Could you tell me?
Shop Daddy?
Shop Value.
Can I get a zip code for you, ma'am, so I can try to pull up an account?
662881.
662881. I apologize. 62881. All right, ma'am. And can I get a first and last name, please?
Cheryl, first name, last name, Deborah.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I seem to be pulling up a name, or I'm sorry, an account with that name. For security purposes, could you please verify your address for me?
4320 Bannister Road, Salem, Illinois.
Okay, yep, this is you. Yes, ma'am. Just bear with me a moment while my account pulls up. I'm sorry, my computer's running a little slow.
No, that's okay.
Okay, here we go. Yes, ma'am. You said Hero Fit. It looks like it's an app for
$39.99. An app?
Yes, ma'am. Did you order a drone and only pay the shipping and handling, which is $8.25?
A drone, yeah, but it's supposed to have been free. I wasn't supposed to have to pay for that. That's for the shipping and handling, and it was free.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, that is correct. When you did that, though, it automatically, in the terms and conditions, enrolled you into our online factory discount store, which means every month you get a $125 voucher to the online gadget discount store that you can get gadgets like iPods and stuff like that, drones,
well,
you know, actual big ones.
I didn't know that, and I don't want that, and I'm not going to pay for that.
Yes, ma'am. This is no.
Well, and I did not read that on there because you can't read fine print.
Okay, give me just a second.
And that better be put right back in my damn account. I know I'm never going to order anything like that again. I swear to God. There's something else that's on my account, too, that I'm going to call them about. It's $39.99, and it was supposed to have been Garden Market, Affordable Garden Market. And that was supposed to have been only $5 and something. And there was, you can't read no fine writing. You know what? They need to make it big.
I completely agree. Unfortunately, we don't handle any garden things. We do gadgets.
Oh, I know you don't. It's a different phone number. They're getting called next.
I don't blame you, especially around Christmas time.
Yeah. If I don't get that drone, I'm going to be pissed. I want my damn whatever it is back. $8 back.
Good. Yes. Yes, ma'am. If you'll give me just a moment while I'm coming in here and making sure I'm canceling everything for you, I can see if they've provided with a tracking number, and if so, I can track it down for you and tell you where it's at.
And if I ain't mistaken, I think there might have been two of them that was ordered because I didn't see where they had, the order was accepted, so I had to do it again. So If they did, that better be checked and make sure that is canceled too. I ain't paying no $67 for crap like that. That's crazy crap. They want somebody to look at their stuff, send them a damn magazine. Are they ignorant? Evidently. That's how people get rich. And that's fraud, and I'm going to report this shit. I'm calling the damn Attorney General's office.
Give me just a moment, ma'am. I do apologize. I'm sorry. My computer's just running completely slow for a Monday morning.
Not your fault. It's them idiots' fault. That's how they scam you, you know.
Yes.
Poor girl. We need to find you a good job and make $1 million a year.
Oh, that would be nice. Oh, yes. let's see. Okay, stealth leak drone.
Dang.
I'm sorry, I'm looking because I was overhearing you say you had another drone and.
Yeah, because I didn't know, it didn't show that it went through, so evidently it did. And I don't want to be charged another $67.32. That's ridiculous. Now, yesterday they had one on Facebook, and it was a big one for $70, and you could beat that sucker with a hammer. Still there? My phone messes up sometimes.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but I completely understand it. But I see where it did charge you $67.32 for a drone, but
yeah.
It was only one drone. Did you want me to cancel that?
Did I cancel that?
Yes, ma'am.
That's what I want canceled now.
Okay, and you also want Little Hero, the fitness app, the $39.99 gone, correct?
Yeah, the $39.99.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure. Give me just a second. I'm going to put you on a brief hold. Is that fine?
Okay.
Thank you.
And this one here is called Garden App.
Okay, look, man, the most I can offer you as an agent back on both of those charges without waiting for permission is 50%.
You know something? That's not going to happen because that's what he done to me yesterday, and that's a screw-up ripoff. And I'm going to get a hold of the Better Business Bureau, plus I'm going to get a hold of the Attorney General's office because you cannot read that fine print. So that's how people rip you off, and it's not your fault you work for people like that. And I feel terribly, terribly sorry for you. But they're not going to get all my money. I don't work anymore, and I am on disability Social Security. And they're not going to rip me off. So I will slap a lawsuit on them, and I'll own their ass when I'm done.
Trust me, I completely understand because my mother is on disability as well, and we all live together with my grandparents because they're old, so we have to watch them, and they're on a fixed income. So I completely get it.
Are you storming there?
Is that better?
Hello, are you having a storm out there?
Yes, ma'am. Actually, it is storming down here today.
Yeah, so I'm going to get a hold of the Attorney General's office, and I'm going to slap a lawsuit. I will guarantee you that I will get all my money back. And but you give me what you can, but I am going to get the rest of it back.
No, ma'am,
I don't like being screwed. I don't. And that's how they rip people off.
I completely understand that, ma'am, and I get that. I was just letting you know, as an agent, without getting permission, I can only offer you back.
How do you get permission? Because I'm teed off, and it's not your fault.
If I could just place you on a brief hold, I have to go get permission from a manager, and as soon as they give me the okay, I can go come back and give you a refund and make sure everything is canceled.
Yeah, because that's what happened yesterday on this other thing, and it's a bunch of bull crap. And if they want somebody to do that, they need to make their fine print, because you cannot see tiny little bitty tiny letters that you can't hardly see. And they need to send the book out. You know, instead of putting it on there, you have to pay for it. Bullshit. I ain't going to pay that kind of money. That's bullcrap. Are they nuts? Send a magazine, idiot.
Yeah, I get that. Because I signed up for the magazine thing, too. That's how they got me one time. Like, oh, you get all these magazines like Vanity Fair and all that, and you're only paying like $4.99, and I did not read the fine print that said after that we're going to bill you like $70 a month and just keep sending you these books. And I'm like, no, I don't want that.
Yeah, you can't afford that. Shit. I got the number to the Attorney General's office, and I know that lady that works there because I had a dealing with Chicago old TV place, you know, where you get hooked up for the TV, like cable offices. Somebody used my Social Security card number 2 times. I live in Salem, Illinois. Ever lived there. Yeah, one of them was $1,750-some, and one of them was $350-some. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They tried to make me pay somebody's bill. I said, I don't think so. I've never lived there, and I'm not paying. So I got a hold of them, and it wasn't not even a week, and I had my money back.
I don't blame you. Yeah, I'd have done it. Like, no.
Mm-hmm.
I get that.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Somebody.
And they almost got shut down. Because they don't never ask for. They don't make you come in. They just, oh, what's your Social Security number? Well, I'd give anybody a Social Security number and have somebody, and have a TV put in somebody's damn name. That's bullcrap.
And
run your bill up. I could run your bill up and run your name by just
mm-hmm.
knowing your Social Security number. Oh, boy.
Oh, trust me, I get it. Especially when you're on a fixed income. It's like they just don't understand what they are doing. I get it.
Ignorant. Oh, and then somebody stole my credit card number when I ordered something one time. And it was on a holiday, matter of fact. And they rented one of those cars that come and pick you up, one of them
Ubers?
Cars. And a motel room for $708-some. And I called my bank. She went right up there on a Sunday, stopped it all, and they got all my money back.
Yeah.
My cousin worked at the bank. Thank God. If I hadn't looked at that on a Saturday evening, or was it Sunday morning when it was, and she had to go to church because she went up there. He sure did. If it hadn't been for her, I would have lost probably God knows how much I didn't have. That was when I was still working.
Right. All right, ma'am. I'm going to have to place you on a brief hold after this, but I already have your cancellation numbers ready. And I also see here I was tracking down while we were talking your other drone that you paid the $8 for. It looks like
right.
It will be there today between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. expected delivery time.
Okay. And
it'll be in the mail.
Okay. Now that one's paid for, right? Or do I have to send it back?
No, ma'am, that one's paid for. That one was just the $825, which was the shipping and handling. That's all you had to pay, and you got the drone.
Okay. But anything else that I ordered for that price? I've got like a $5.80 thing, and I'm telling you, it's a mess. I thought, and you can't see the fine print. That's what burns my butt. If there's anything on there that's got my name on it, cancel it out. Because I was ordering stuff for kids for Christmas and stuff. That's a bunch of crap. How the hell can you see the fine print? Well, then people need to go to jail. I'd hate for you to lose the job, but I did see on my book, my thing I ordered, and it's free, about jobs, and it's doubling them for $150,000 a year. That's what you need. That's what they need to get to, and it's up there everywhere.
I completely get it.
Smart as you are, you could probably do that job that I seen for 100. What was it? Oh, kind of like what you're doing now.
Okay.
About $150 a year. Next time I see it, if I knew your number, I'd call you and tell you what it was.
Oh, that does sound like, that sounds nice. $150,000 a year.
$150,000 a year.
That's nice.
But see, I couldn't do that. I just need something to just for like maybe 15 hours a week just to give me something to do. Because I couldn't work that much. I can't.
See, I don't have a choice. I'm a single parent, and I put my child through private school by myself, and it's not cheap. So,
yeah.
Yes, ma'am. It's not that I want to live at work. It's I have to live at work.
Right.
Let's see.
I'm trying to find that job for you. Let's see.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and hit you with that first cancellation number.
Okay.
All right, the first one, it's C as in Charlie.
Okay.
263.
Oh,
two,
okay.
209-789.
Okay.
789.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And that one is completely canceled. For a full refund, I am going to have to place you on hold and get permission. And my second cancellation number is coming up. For some reason, it's just, like I said, it's just running very slow this morning. All right, ma'am, I'm going to place you on a brief hold. Is that fine?
That's fine.
All right, thank you. Okay, yes, ma'am. I can give you a full refund on the $67.32 and the $39.99. It will take 3 to 5 business days to get back into your account.
Oh, good. Good.
It really just depends on your bank. It could be in there sooner, or it may take a little longer. But on our end, it takes 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. 3 to 5, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I'm writing that down. I got it wrote down here. I'm going to find that dog. If I knew what your email address was, I'd text you that dog.
Yes, ma'am. And are you ready for your second cancellation number?
Yeah.
All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
263.
All right.
219.
Okay.
801. And that's the cancellation okay. to the fitness app.
Okay.
All righty, ma'am. Is there anything else I can help you out with today?
Well, so far, not so far, unless you see my name on something else.
No,
ma'am. I ordered a wallet, and oh my God, I can't believe it.
Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. That's all that is. If there was anything else, trust me, it had popped up in my system, and I'd definitely let you know.
Okay, sweetie. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you for calling customer service.
You too. Bye.